Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Mates, welcome to Great Mates.
I'm like, he's gonna run out of breath. I was silently hoping that you'd just pass out and I'd just leave and we'd be done.
Yeah, that was it. That could have been done. You see, we are recording in separate rooms again because of COVID.
Yeah, it's probably more to do with just general life.
No, it's 100% COVID. You know, we just don't want to risk it.
Yeah.
And you couldn't stop me from doing this. So I thought, run with it.
Well, I guess it's my fault. It's my fault for not being in the studio with you and being able to like reach out and choke you to stop you from doing it.
Great Mates! Troy, I am very excited because each week I have now taken the liberty of asserting the challenge of inserting some type of weird mystery type of thing into this to at no point relate back to my other podcast that cannot be named.
Sure.
But the Loch Ness Monster has been sighted again.
Really?
Apparently so. So believe it or not, all the way over in Loch Ness, there's this creature that is supposed to be a dick-neck dinosaur.
That's the proper term, isn't it? The scientific term, dick-neck?
Well, it's the only way I know it, and I am very, very scientific, so therefore that must be the scientific name. Yeah. And it has been revealed that this is like one of the best photos that have ever come out, and I tell you what, my little Woody is very excited over this Loch Ness Monster image.
You got it.
A lot of people are saying it's probably just a fish, and I'm looking at it. Could be a fish.
I'd say there's a pretty bloody good chance it's just a fish.
But you know what, Troy? In my world, this is big news. This is definitely the Loch Ness coming back for another 350.
Another 350. Goddamn Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, man. I don't think South Park would get away with that type of episode anymore.
No, probably not.
Because that's a very unique mix of characters right there, and I don't know how the world would react to that.
You know, I've been watching a lot of kind of like older TV, but not too old. Only going back to like say even 2013.
It's
crazy how much of a different time 2013 is in relation to now. There is so much shit that 2020 would just immediately cancel if it had the chance.
Mate,
at this point,
one of the best examples of that is The Simpsons. Like,
yeah,
I mean, not that anyone is really watching The Simpsons anymore, but I tell you what, those first 11 seasons, man, some of that stuff in there is like hilarious, but you would say it's very much of its time in this day and age.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, it's edgy.
Oh, it is edgy. It is edgy. I mean, there's YouTube channels out there where people are like watching old episodes of Seinfeld and The Simpsons, and they're like, oh, can he say that?
The answer is yes. At that particular point in time, obviously, because it was nationally syndicated and plenty of people agreed that it was, you know, fine to put on air. Could he say it now? Probably not. Different times.
I wonder if that's like the same for music. You know, like, does music have that type of effect?
I feel like it's different in, like, I don't know. It's hard to find anything, I guess maybe except for, I don't know, country music. That's, like, specifically. Well, okay, there's two sides. There's country music and rap music, maybe.
Yeah.
you know, that you could potentially go, hey, should either people be talking, like, you know, you can only talk about loving your horse so much on one end of the scale, and you can only talk about killing people for drugs on the other end of the scale so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. I'm surprised there hasn't been like an NWA resurgence out in the streets at the moment with the whole, you know, cops are bad type of thing, and just NWA's blasting from anywhere.
I am surprised I haven't heard more NWA being played at protests. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
let's say that.
it rides the line, though. You can't play NWA if you are, you know, you're not on the right side of the fence.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, it'd be weird. It'd be weird for, like, I don't know, if a bunch of pro-Trump protesters were playing NWA.
Oh, wouldn't that be? And, like, waving the Confederate flag and everything.
Yeah. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, that's...
But I think going back to your point, there's probably, like, even... Okay, you and I have both listened to rap music for quite some time, right?
I was born listening to rap.
Sure, yeah. Your mother was a rap lady.
Yeah.
You know, some mothers would play, like, classical music to their babies in their belly. You got bloody Run DMC.
Yeah, that's right. Queen Latifah.
Yep. Queen Latifah back in those days. But yeah, it's like, you know, we've been listening to it for a long time. And there's probably a lot of things that at any point somebody could have stood up and said, hey, maybe we should stop talking about this sort of stuff or allowing people to talk about this sort of stuff. But hey, it just doesn't seem to get censored the way that TV gets censored. You know what I mean? It's a little bit different, isn't it?
It's got its like own set of rules and laws, really.
Yeah, I feel like it does. Like, if you're looking at the two compared to, like, if you're looking at music compared to television, as an example, it really does seem to be two different sets of laws.
Well, here's a really good example is Marilyn Manson. So when Marilyn Manson, like, was kind of making it big back in the day, like, and this was kind of when Eminem was making it big. So these two were, like, really contrasting type of artists at that time.
Well, and isn't it weird that you've never seen them in the same room together?
Oh, that's right? True. But they did do that Marilyn music
Manson,
clip together.
M and M, hey?
Oh, same my person. God. It's a conspiracy.
I'm telling you, same bloke.
Has to be. Look, they look identical if you ask me.
They do.
If you just took the makeup off Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, I'd take the makeup off Eminem.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, that's where they get you.
If you just unbleach the blonde hair, it's exactly the same dude.
Man, have you seen Marilyn Manson now, though?
I have. It's not something that I look up.
He is. Let's just say, it looked like Marilyn Manson had a twin growing inside him.
Excellent.
He's a lovely looking gentleman still.
I'm sure he is. But your point about Marilyn Manson is what?
Is his music, like, when it came out, it was so edgy because, like, he was so topical that the things that he sung about, very much like Eminem was. And those two actually, it kind of leads to this. They did that collaborative song together, and it was kind of like Marilyn Manson was talking about high school shootings, and high school shootings were literally happening weeks before that, and he was making the song about that. And there was, like, a tiny bit of uproar about that, but it, like, the cancel culture wasn't, like, in effect then.
Yeah, I wonder if it was the same now with cancel culture being as rampant as it is, would it be the same sort of, would it be the same deal?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I still think music has this, like, expression freedom type of thing.
Yeah, where television doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, you know, even spoken word, like a podcast, or a written word especially, you know, those things all seem to have a different set of rules because it's all very, it is opinion based. And I guess you could say a song is opinion based, but it's almost a narrative rather than it being, hey, this is my thoughts.
Yeah. Well, they'll never bloody censor me, will they? They can't do it.
I just censored that whole part out. No one heard you.
You can. But, like, think about it. I mean, what are they going to do to, like, the classic indie podcaster? Nothing. Right?
Right,
they're going to go run some sort of, I don't know, some like, you know, demanding episodes of Great Mates be taken off the air. They're barely on the air.
Yeah, true. That's right.
You know what I mean?
Nobody asked me to take this down because I'll just remove the whole thing.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's it is weird that television seems to be held to such a higher standard. And I don't know if that's because of how like widely syndicated it is and how many eyes it reaches.
Yeah.
And the potential of, I guess, harm it has to do or can do.
Yeah, but I think that's probably it. You know, it's just, it's so accessible for everyone. But
yeah,
this could be a roundabout argument to be honest, because you could say the same. Everyone has a Spotify. Everyone has like an Apple Music. Yeah. I don't know if anyone has Apple Music. Everyone has Spotify.
Everyone has Spotify. Even I had Apple Music for a while and now don't have it.
Yeah, you're waving that flag for a long time.
It took me a while to realize that it was, what's the word I'm looking for? Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we had many a conversation of you trying to say, no, this is so much better. And I'm an Apple guy and I didn't even know how to open that app properly.
Yeah. It's some say that you can't. You can't officially ever open the app. It's weird. Spotify is just so much more user friendly.
What are you listening to on Spotify at the moment?
Oh, my friend, let me tell you that. All right. After a very, very well thought out, very in-depth one-person survey, I can now tell you that Linkin Park's Hybrid Theory is the most bangin'est album of all time, because I've rediscovered that from about 20 years ago. And so, it is the tits.
Are you saying it is the best album of all time or their best album?
No. I'm saying it's from top to bottom has the most bangers.
Oh, 100%. I could not argue that. It is, I reckon nearly every song on that album could have been a single in the 2000s.
I think it was a single. I think there's not a single. I think it might have been one of the only albums that's just, it's just a compilation of all their first singles, really.
Yeah.
Because every single song on it was guaranteed released as a single at some point.
Oh, okay. So, Papercut, that was definitely a single.
Yes.
One Step Closer, definitely a single.
Yep.
With You, I don't know if that actually made it as a single.
See, I can't remember necessarily if that was singles or if, like, I just loved them so much at the time that it just seems like that they were a single. You know what I mean? Like they were just so popular, but really it was just me singing it in my shower.
The easy way to tell if they were ever released as a single, because back in the early 2000s, every song that came out as a single needed to have a video clip.
Right.
So if you just do like a simple YouTube search for that album, anything that had a video to it was definitely a single. Points of Authority 100% was a single.
Yep.
Crawling
In the End was definitely a single. God, there was at least, I don't know, there was at least on a, the whole thing is the album goes for about 35 minutes, but it is the most joyous 35 minutes that a young man will ever endure.
Oh, absolutely. It is. It's so good. And then I remember there was like a B-side version of the album that kind of leaked onto LimeWire.
Oh, yeah.
And that was amazing. I think I feel like it was like a Japanese version of the album.
Right.
And it had a couple of bonus songs on there. And they were just absolutely banging as well. So
yeah.
Even the songs that weren't supposed to get released on that album that got leaked were still good.
Exactly. I was going to try to like look this up just to satisfy my own curiosity, but I cannot think of another album that may have had as many like massive hits on it as that one did at that particular time.
Oh, even to today's standard, I don't think anything would be that close. Okay, you know, I'm,
I couldn't even
I may
tell
be
you
lying.
Who has hits anymore.
Hey?
I couldn't even tell you who has hits anymore.
No, you're right. Like,
not like this.
There would be people like Ariana Grande who would have maybe seven songs out of her album all go into a singles release,
yep.
But that album would last her for probably a good 5 years. Whereas Linkin Park would bring in albums every 2 years at that stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But yeah, but no, anyway. You're right, man. That is an absolute banging album. If we're going to put a question out to the listeners, it's find a better album with more bangers on it than Hybrid Theory, because now I'm only going to listen to that all week on replay. And to give you a slight correction there, Troy, it is a 37 minute and 45 second album.
Oh, well, there you go. An extra 2 minutes of joy. For
it was
world.
Probably that weird DJ track that they always seem to put on every album.
Yeah, well, they got to get the DJ some love,
Mr. Hahn.
Their goddamn rap metal hybrid band, that also had a DJ, needed to get some DJ love.
Man, what happened to like Linkin Park? Though, look, I know what happened to Linkin Park. Let's not go down that route. But
yeah,
they started to go downhill very, very quickly because. Hybrid Theory came out. They did Meteora. They did Live in Texas, which I don't know if you saw that. That was a pretty kick-ass album.
I did not.
And then I feel like they kind of faded away after they did the mashup with Jay-Z.
Yeah. I think once you've done a mashup with Jay-Z, though, you can just call it quits.
So you've clocked music.
You have, yeah.
Like you even just Jay-Z hit that stopped doing music. Swish,
you're like, done. I'm out. Game winner. See you later.
Yeah, that's fair. And you know what? Every song on that album is a banger too.
That's because every song that Jay-Z has crossed, and obviously they're going to pick their best songs, right? But every song that they've picked to mash up on both different albums were already bangers. And now you're putting two like bangers together, you're going to have bangers. It's bangers and mash because you're mashing them up. Right. This is where the term bangers and mash comes from.
It's a perfect dinner.
Because you're mashing
dinner.
Up bangers. And you got this massive banger mash going on.
Oh, look, Troy, I found out what that album was, the leaked album. It was called Reanimation.
Oh, yes. I do remember that. Now
yeah,
you say that.
Yeah. And that was like a leaked album, and that was so, so good. It might not have been a leaked album. It was an underground album that they only released to, like, privileged people.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could say it was leaked 100%.
Privileged people on LimeWire.
Yeah, that's it.
Which was all of us, let's be real.
Oh, it was Linkin Park Underground. That's what it was.
Right.
Yeah, so it was. It was like a genuine like B-side album that kind of got leaked. I remember looking into that way back in the day, you know, filling my computer up with AIDS and stuff like that to get me some Underground.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, well, I think you'd be hard pressed to find another album that is from top to bottom as good as Hybrid Theory. Now, a lot of you young kids, you're going to go out there based on this conversation that we've had, and you're going to go and listen to Hybrid Theory now. And either we're going to change your life, or you're going to turn around and go, God, these fucking old bastards.
Yeah.
What is this crap?
You know what, Troy? I'm looking at Meteora. Fuck, it might give it a run for its money.
Linkin Park. Okay, all right. Well, that might be an even better question then. Would be, you know, who has had a better 1-2 punch with albums and hits than, you know, Linkin Park? Because you could say, okay, all right, let's say let's pick a random one like Adele. Adele's first two albums, hugely popular.
Yeah.
Everybody loved them. Massive sellers, all that sort of stuff, but only a handful of hits.
Yeah, true.
Just a handful of hits. You know what I mean? Not every single song.
Oh, man.
That's the difference.
Meteora, it had one, like, I'm just going to, Somewhere I Belong, Lying From You, Hit the Floor, Faint, Breaking the Habit From the Inside, and Numb, like one of their biggest songs.
Yep. But now I'm going to have to go and listen to Meteora as well. God damn it.
I'm sorry,
and
man.
And the Jay-Z mashup.
Yeah, just listen to those three albums on repeat for the rest of your life, and you'll never have to worry about any other music. And I just want to point out that Linkin Park were so far ahead of their time. The other like two bands who were kind of in their ballpark were Hoobastank and Pete M-P-O-D. And I'm pretty sure P.O.D. was a Christian band.
I'm pretty sure they were. Like one of those sneaky hidden Christian bands.
Yeah, yeah. So take that as you will, but man, they dead set. Like, I'm surprised that type of genre didn't really take off after that.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, looking back, it's a product of its time, because I played this for my partner who, you know, she remembers Linkin Park and she remembers like a couple of their bigger songs and stuff like that. But as soon as I played it, she's like, what is this shit?
Are you kidding? Wow.
Sort of, pretty much. She was pretty much like, this is like rap metal. She's like, this is exactly you, but I don't know why you like it.
No, that's pretty fair, I guess.
It's pretty fair. It's, look, as much as we've just spent 10 minutes talking up how good Hybrid Theory is, which, shut up, it is.
It's the best.
It's definitely a product of its time. Like, you can pick the type of person that in the year 2000 was listening to Linkin Park and going to Linkin Park concerts and things like that. It's kind of a mix. It's like a punk emo type of, I don't even know.
Yeah, it was a really weird time in music, because like, this was also when J-Lo was big. And like, but you have to remember, J-Lo was massive back then. J-Lo was the Beyonce of their time.
Yeah, you could say J-Lo was the Beyonce of that time, even though Beyonce existed at that point.
Yeah, but not in the way that she does now.
Fair, okay. She was the, you know, like there were, I think it was Destiny's Child was probably big at that time still.
Yes.
Right? That J-Lo was around, but J-Lo was the solo. She was, yeah. I get what you're saying. Technically wrong.
Technically.
But I'll allow it.
Oh, man. It's, this is just, we'll call this Hybrid Mates.
Hybrid Mates. Yeah. People are going to think we're going to be talking about bloody, like, I don't know, Tesla cars or Priuses. It's the Prius episode.
Yeah. Oh, but no, yeah.
We're talking about Hybrid Theory. For an entire bloody episode.
Oh, so good. You know what? Let's actually go through and review Hybrid Theory next week. And then the week after Meteora, we'll just do the whole discography of Linkin Park.
Of Linkin Park. Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything, though, like, while we're on the subject of music, I suppose, is there anything else that's really caught your attention or anything now, like currently?
Yes.
Because I know it's one of these things where you get to a point in your life where you just don't, you don't really listen to new music, or it's very hard to listen to new music because so much of it's coming out and so much of it is so readily available to everyone that, you know, that it, you just kind of, you're swamped with choice.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I am listening to something new, and it is something amazing. A little two-part group called Run the Jewels.
Oh, yes.
Have released Run the Jewels number 4. Very, try and guess what number album that one is.
It's probably their 5th.
You're about right, because they released like a joke album where it was like Run the Jewels 2, but it was called Meow the Jewels, and it was just meow noises over their rap songs. So if you're like, if you have like half an hour that you want to go waste, go listen to Meow the Jewels.
I didn't know that existed, but I am definitely going to go listen to Meow the Jewels once this is done.
Yeah, go have a listen, because like, I was running through their whole, like all their albums this week, and they're just playing back to back to back.
Yeah,
and Run the Jewels 2 played, and then this one started playing, and all I'm hearing is meow 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 meow, like it's their normal songs, but they got like a meow track in the background.
So Run the Jewels is, they're one of these groups that you are probably going to go, who? But as soon as you hear some of their songs, you're going to be like, I have heard all of these fucking songs in every comedy action movie that has come out. Yeah. In like the last 5 years.
And when you see the two group members, you'll be like, these guys should be in a comedy movie.
They should be in a comedy movie.
Because it's not what you expect.
No, not at all. But look, they are pretty goddamn good. what, four albums deep, not counting Meow the Jewels, right?
Yeah.
But four albums deep, and each one of them have been pretty bloody classic, really.
Absolutely. What I really like about Run the Jewels is that it's kind of like, you know, back in the day where there was that kind of like semi-aggressive hip-hop.
Yeah.
They are like the bridge between that and now. Because they come out of the block so hard, like basically with every song, and every song is like, it's punchy, it's hard from the get-go. There's no build-up. It's straight in. The lyrics are clean. They're hard. It's just, it's good, good shit. And for anyone who doesn't like them, I just fuck you. Because
just straight up.
Yeah, just fuck you because they are amazing.
Yeah. Led by Atlanta rapper Killer Mike, I guess. You know, if you've ever listened to rap music, you'd probably know who Killer Mike is, maybe.
Yes.
But yeah, he's, man, it's just like, it's mint. Honestly, everything from start to finish, we're talking about like albums basically that are good from, you know, from go to woe. And you can pretty much say that for most of, if not all of Run the Jewels albums as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's really cool about their songs is they kind of seem to just mold into each other. So you can just run through a whole album, not even realize that you've probably listened to, you know, 10 songs because everything is just, you just don't know when something ends and something else starts. It's so good.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's rap music, but it's not nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Everything, all their music is actually super, super deep if you actually listen to the lyrics.
Yeah. So it's none of this, I don't even know.
It's not like Eminem jokey hip hop that was around in the 2000s.
Yeah, absolutely not. Which I was a big fan of back in the day.
Oh.
But I have tried to go back and listen to, and my God, I cannot do it.
Nah, I couldn't do it back then. Even then I was like, oh, this is tough.
some of his more like you know, parody type songs are just like they were huge at the time. But they're actually quite terrible to listen to now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel
absolutely
bad.
Absolutely. And look, I'm going to say I'll Run the Jewels in one sentence. If you want to see what James Corden would look like rapping, go watch Run the Jewels on YouTube.
you'll very quickly figure out which one is the probable James Corden one.
Yeah. Very quickly.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good way to put it.
Yeah, I actually saw that comment on one of their YouTube videos today. I was like, oh man, I'm never gonna unsee that from my eyes now.
Fair call. All right, well, hey, I think it's time for the question, which I think we have decided is to find a better album, even though I think we just did it. Find a better album than Linkin Park's Hybrid Theory for quality or quantity of bangers per disc, right?
Per disc.
And this is 2000, mate.
Yeah, true.
So you can only go back and do CDs. You're only allowed to do CDs. They had to be released on a CD. Hey, question.
Yeah.
Do they still, and this is a serious question, do they still sell CDs?
Oh.
Like, can you walk into a Sanity?
I'm sure you could.
Because all I ever see is DVDs.
I'm sure you could. You know what? Just before we finish this week's episode, I'm going to look just Sanity up. You know, there's only like a handful of Sanities around Australia.
Yeah. There's about four of them in Cairns.
Yeah. I think like Cairns has a good majority of them. Okay. So, Billy, oh my God, you can still buy CDs.
Holy shit. Well done. Well done, CD industry.
That's still amazing. Going strong. And you know what, man? They're expensive. They're still like $23.
Are you serious?
Yep.
How are they not selling CDs for like less than $10 now?
That's insane. Probably because the media is so expensive.
Well, that's true. Like, if you were to even buy like the digital version of an album, it's still up there.
Yeah,
it's definitely cheaper, but it's still up there.
That's insane, man.
That's why you just pay a monthly subscription to Spotify. Not that this is sponsored by Spotify, But you just pay a monthly subscription to Spotify and you get all the music you want.
That's right.
And cancel your Apple Music. Park's Hybrid Theory from 2000.
That's right. So hit us up in the socials. The links are in the show notes. Let us know if you could find a better album than Hybrid Theory. Spoilers, you fucking can't.
It's not just a better album. It's number of bangers.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. Anyway.
Hit us up on the socials. The links are in the show notes. We'll be back next week. I'm Cade.
I'm Troy.
And this has been the greatest of Hybrid Theory's albums ever.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.